Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And we back, man. You know what I'm saying? B-Lo, that smiled. What's up, D?
What's the deal, man?
Y'all boys looking like them kids are wearing y'all down, man.
Do we? Look happy. B-Lo, hey, man, you look. I see you working, man. You look good, bro.
You look good. B-Lo getting that money on that road. He's
getting
that bread.
Who getting that bread? Lulu?
You.
Me, Lulu getting that bread. Big Lulu. Lulu, let me own something.
On that golf course now.
Lulu, let me own something.
I don't got it.
Lulu be on the golf course whipping the golf cart.
I do.
Brand new.
I do. Them shits be fun. It's like a whole bunch of grown-ups drunk on golf carts, swinging golf clubs. That's just the best shit ever.
That sounds dangerous as hell. I ain't gonna hold
you. Yeah, I think my friend tumbled over in their cart.
You say what? You
know what?
My friend tumbled over in their cart because they was whipping it and shit, and they whipped too fast, and the cart said,
"Some niggas break their limbs like that."
Right, you could break, you could hurt yourself.
Yeah, you could, but they fine. They fine. They good.
Was this on? This is on an Adidas. An Adidas production?
Nah, this is a tournament before. Right. Adidas is safe, okay?
I'm and like
Adidas,
safe.
Everything is about safety.
That's what I was talking about. The daddy coming out of DZ and B. Lou. I both was like, somebody gonna get hurt.
Oh, right, okay. Like a motherfucker.
I'm over here like, that shit was lit.
Tumbled over. That's beautiful. Man,
you can break a limb like that.
Y'all both clutched y'all pearls. Y'all was like, man. I'm going to get hurt, baby.
Yeah, you can't.
No, golfing sounds fun now that you say it's like that.
Golfing is fun. People be smoking weed, drinking cigars, everything.
Y'all be smoking weed on the course?
They be smoking,
yes.
I look down upon. Well, shit, sign me up, nigga.
What are you talking about, look down upon?
I mean, I just never, like, I always see the cigars, and I'm like, all right, look, listen. It just looks like
cigars, weed, cigarettes, drugs, mushrooms, whatever you want to do.
Damn, it's a whole nother, it's the underworld to this shit.
Yeah, what is golf?
Golf is lit. People in the morning at 8 a.m. are bringing six packs, because they got a cooler on the side of the cart, and they put their six packs, they sell beer and drinks. They have a cart girl that drives around by hole eight. There's a cart girl that drives around like, y'all need anything? And what we got? We got tequila, we got whiskey, we got whatever y'all want, we got it. They got little shot bottles, they got beer bottles. Like golf, that's what people be, and they stereotype like golf. Like, golf is fucking lit.
Golf,
by the end of the day,
like,
you be lit and tired. Like,
it sounds like sport.
But what's
right?
The purpose? Like, what's the end goal?
What you mean? To play well.
To play well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you, all of those leagues?
to play well. Hmm.
The more I hear people talk about golf, the more it sounds like a villain's idea of leisure. Like, villains do that after they steal, like, the nuclear launch codes, and they steal the water supply, then they just go to the golf course to drink and do drugs and talk with other villains. That's what it sounds like right now.
That's where a lot of money is made, too.
That is true.
That's what I've heard. Originally.
I've heard that a lot. A lot of
this is down. This is new to me.
Because you're hanging with the same group of people for 6 hours. So if you're hanging with a producer,
wait, hold on, time out. Y'all playing for 6 hours, bro?
Yeah.
Man, nigga.
6 hours.
Like when you like if the, my tea time.
You get a day rate for that?
It depends on how you play. It depends on how many people's in your group, whatever. Like I had a tea time the other day. It was like 9:30. I got done. It was like 2 o'clock.
Y'all was playing from 9:30 to 2.
Brandon sounds so disgusting.
You know what it is? I can tell you, because you ain't never been in that environment, you don't understand what's happening. So you can't fathom like playing for 6 hours. It's not just like constantly straight playing for 6 hours. Now you chilling, you talking, you cracking jokes.
You gotta drive.
You gotta go find your ball because you're not probably that good. So now we gotta go find your fucking ball. We cooking, we drinking, we take a break at home.
Wait, cooking? Okay. Cooking? Cooking?
Niggas is cooking out
there.
Niggas is
cooking? You got a hot grill?
Golf is not an easy sport, bro. Like, you got to use your whole body. Like, your whole core, your back, your arm. It's like your whole body is tight. It's a full body workout. Why do you think Tiger had to get fucking steroids in his back? That man back hurt. Shit hurts. B. Lou, I'm gonna take you playing. I'm gonna take you to play golf one day. It's gonna change your outlook on it.
I'm curious.
Don't be so closed-minded. Open.
No,
your
I'm
mind.
Not. I'm open. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to accept what you're saying. 6 hours.
B. Lou, when you go to the gym, right, and you go hoop, right? When you go hoop and you go, like, I'm talking about back in the day. I'm not talking about now. When you got a schedule, you got kids. When you will go hoop, and I know me. When I used to go hoop at LA Fitness or 24-Hour Fitness, I'm there for 5 hours.
Yeah, I'm
if I'm on the court, like I'm cooking. I'm there for 5 hours.
But you wasn't hooping the whole time. Sometimes you wasn't.
Wait. Niggas is not in LA that long, bro. The hooping hours, y'all are wild as hell.
Nah, bro. I was at 24-Hour Fitness on Slauson.
24-Hour Fitness, we were
listen.
Niggas is in there hooping for 12 hours, B. Lou. People was in there hooping for 12 hours.
Look. See, the bullshit knew that you was bullshit, so her mic went out.
There we go.
Listen, the good runs is only for like 3 hours tops.
With your old ass, maybe. But when the niggas are cooking and they're playing, we cooking, we on this court for 5-6 hours.
Yeah, I remember.
We have a day run, and then there's a night run.
And people different.
The day run was in the afternoon. The night
the day runs is trash, though.
There's two different runs, my guy.
Okay,
son. There's a day run, there's a night run. The night run niggas is cooking.
Up top came out of Up top came out of Lulu.
I'm sorry you wasn't about that night. But niggas be cooking.
You heard that.
I just left New York, so don't test me, okay?
Yeah. Smack the shit out of one of these niggas, you heard?
I'll smack your koofy off, dummy.
Smack the shit out of one of these niggas.
Shit out of the night runs is where it's at. Goofy, crazy.
Listen,
niggas
is, that's
yo,
why,
niggas don't
that's
wanna
why
see
a lot
me,
of women be getting mad at their man when they go play golf because they be golfing for hours. And then don't let them say, like, y'all, let me run another round. Nigga gone all day.
And then they come back drunk.
He golfs. He's in Minnesota. And I hit that fool. It was like, it had to be like 6 or 7 hour time. And he's in the Midwest. So he's on CST. And I'm like, yo, what you about to do? He was like, I'm about to hit the golf course. I'm like, nigga, it's 8 o'clock at night your time. He was like, they still open. Go play around, drink and hang out. I'm like,
you having night runs on the golf?
Bro.
If they have lights and everything, they have even golf. They have like little golf balls that light up and then you could play like that.
Niggas,
that's the cost. Rich. Let's talk about the cost. What's the cost to this?
Listen, golf is a rich man's sport. Golf is a rich man's sport. You got to pay to get on the
court. So what's the cost? Let's talk cost.
It depends. Like to rent, you got to get your own clubs unless you want to rent clubs.
So how much is clubs?
It depends. You could get some clubs for like $200.
And then you can get some for how much?
You get some. They can go as high as like.
You pay how much?
$2,000.
Yeah. Can you say what?
$2,000. Because it.
Okay.
It's like, right,
hold on.
Got some,
hold on.
You got
to
Adidas deal with golf, nigga.
Hmm?
She got to deal with Adidas for golf.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lulu. That's, yeah, my nigga.
But that was before she got it. Before she got
the
deal.
Yeah, I just got that deal, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been playing golf.
I know, but you invested into it. That's what I'm saying. You invested into the sport. You was really.
Yeah,
right,
but
check this out. Hold on. So look, so then you pay for your clubs, and then what you got to pay for after that?
Just you whenever you want to go to the green and play.
So how much is it? How much is it to play?
Okay, so I got
or not.
No, nah, you could just walk into a club and be like, yo, I want a tee time, blah, blah, blah. So but, to me, you can either walk or you get a cart. Now, if you get a cart and the game, $60.
Oh, that's it? But $60 for the day or the hour?
For the day, you get the cart, and it depends on what course you're playing. Like, I went to a course the other day. I bought ball. I needed some new balls. I got a cart and to play today. And I bought a new glove because I lost my glove. Came up to $80.
Oh, that's cheap.
Now, Lou, if you're a member of the, because some golf clubs, I mean clubs, you have to be a member of, right, to be able to play golf. So if you're not a member of a place, or if you are a member of a place, do you still have to pay the course fee?
If you're not a member, yes. If you are a member, like I have two friends who's trying to get into the Beverly Hills golf course. To get into that golf course to be a member, it costs $150,000. Now they're rich, so they waiting and they need a sponsor. But once they get in, they gotta pay. I think she said like a $3,000 fee, like a for the year. Yeah. And then after that, they can go to the golf club as much as they want, as many times as they want, and they can bring whoever they want. So shit like that. Or if you don't, are part of a club, you don't got it like that, you just like, yo, I want to go play at this course. Some courses you can't play at. Because they'd be like, you're not a member and they don't welcome outside people. So you'd be like, okay, I can't play there unless I know somebody. I got some pull to get in there. But it's a good sport to invest in.
Wow.
$150,000 to join the club?
That's rich people, man. That's why when you play on these golf courses, you're making deals. Every deal I've made has been on the golf course. Like, these are rich people. This is a rich man's sport, and they want to come out and they want to see. Just like how you play comedy. Like, yo, can I take this person on the road? Can I better? They be like, I want to see if I can make money with you because they want to make money. They like, yo, is this somebody I can invest in? Every deal I've got in the past year, I've made on the golf course.
It's crazy. Well, listen, this is about as good a place for any for us to jump right into today's first show. I want to give a shout out to our special guest. We got B. Lou in the house, Atlanta's finest. And we also got Deezy. And excuse me, I said Atlanta, I'm in Cobb County. Let's get it right.
Appreciate that.
Cobb County's finest. B. Lou is in
the house. Is that ain't Atlanta?
Don't disrespect. It's not Atlanta.
You're right. Cobb County is what it is.
It's not Atlanta. It's right outside Atlanta. It's right outside Atlanta.
Right outside Atlanta. You got to put some respect on Cobb County, man.
Don't disrespect Cobb, though.
I won't. That's why. You saw I went back and cleared it up, bro. Yeah,
get your ass beat, man. Okay,
it's all good. It's all love. Then we got LA's own Deezyak is in the building. LA, y'all put some hands together for the moment right now. And popping in the chat right now. Not in the chat, but in the video right now. We also got Patrick Cloud. He's just sitting down.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What's
happening? We're about to jump right into this first topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. One thing I learned about myself recently is that I can't be so hard on myself because I didn't finish everything that I set in a day. All right? I set a lot of goals in a day. Sometimes I don't reach them and I get really, really down on myself when I don't. And it starts to spike my anxiety. I completely understand now that I can't get everything done in one day, and that's okay. Once I realized that, my anxiety started to drop. There's nothing like getting to know yourself. And it can be a process, man. It can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. I am a completely different person in my 30s than I was in my 20s, and I mean for the better. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through. What I love about BetterHelp is that they connect you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. I've personally been in therapy for over 3 years and it has worked wonders for me. I'm talking about bringing my anxiety down and boosting my confidence. And therapy can help you with that also. Look, sometimes we just need somebody to talk to or just spill our guts about the frustrations that we're going through in life. Therapy is where you can do that and it can help benefit you. Therapy also empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, Give BetterHelp a try. What's great about it is that it's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So discover your potential with BetterHelp, all right? Visit BetterHelp.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D, today to get 10% off your first month, all right? That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather eat tacos or pizza for life?
Easy.
Oh, that's easy.
Tacos. Tacos has way more tacos has way more variation. You could do breakfast tacos. You could switch up tacos in a whole bunch of ways. Pizza, you can only do so much. You'd be sick of it by month two.
You crazy as hell, boy.
I did just make crazy a breakfast pizza. Hell. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hold on. Check this out. So Pat say tacos. Tahir say pizza. But why you say pizza, bro?
Hold on, now, let me explain that. Now, Pat, he went in about the variations, right? You got street tacos, and then you got different type of fillings or protein, right? But pizza, you got original, you got pan pizza, you got thin crust pizza, right? You can do a mini pizza on top of all the different toppings. You got all the meats that you can go with, and you can do a breakfast pizza. We talked about the breakfast pizza a couple weeks back. Bro, it's so many variations of pizza.
Different type of sizes of pizza.
That's different types of crust. That's different sizes. It's still pizza.
Tacos got the same variations. You got taquitos. You got birria. You got a queso taco.
Birria.
That's a quesadilla with it. That's a taco. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you can't call taquitos a taco, bro. Don't try to.
It is. They call them that in Mexico.
Hey, bro, that's a whole different thing.
They call them that taquito.
It's a different. That's why I got a different name. Taquitos aren't tacos, bro.
Yeah, as soon as you roll it, it's not a taco no more.
They call it a chicken taco. I swear to God.
Oh, bro, nah.
I was just out there with the people.
With the people?
I was just out there with the people, man.
You was out there with the amigos? You said that with
me? You say Mexicans? What's going on?
I was just saying the people.
You said that with the sombreras?
I thought it was pretty self-explanatory who they were.
We don't know who they are.
If I said I was in Mexico.
It's different type of sombreros.
I can't give you taquitos, DZ.
I can't give you that one either.
And quesadillas ain't tacos either, bro.
It's a quesadilla.
Who give a damn about taquitos, man? Tacos, we not even done talking about tacos. You moved on to another
right. It's a form of taco. It's like the taco dorado.
No, it's not.
The hard shell taco?
No.
Hard shell tacos be smacking, though. It depends.
Hard shell tacos is fire.
The Dorito Locos tacos, that shell is fire, bro. Hey, sure. I don't know who, that shell is fire.
I like
that shell is fire as fuck,
bro. Hey, that's good for American tacos.
Taco Bell knew they had struck gold with the Doritos Locos taco, bro.
It's the shell, bro. That shit is crazy.
They really sell the Dorito shell? They got the Taco Bell Dorito shell in the stores, man. You can go buy that shit.
The
Cool Ranch, they got the Dorito.
Oh my goodness.
For real?
The Cool
Ranch. I buy that shit all the time.
Anytime
I make tacos, I'm making those.
Hey, Brandon is so excited right now.
Yeah. You
were
too excited. No, I didn't know. I thought that shit was exclusive to Taco Bell.
Nah, they knew how hot it was, and they was like, yo, we got to put this shit in stores.
Taco Bell had the lock on that, and they had the lock on that the Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Hey,
they
Baja Blast was fire, bro.
They wouldn't let nobody get that. You couldn't get it nowhere.
You still can't get it nowhere.
Yeah. Sometimes now they release it in the stores every now and then. They do it like a limited run every now. And then. I feel like it
ain't
comes.
It just
out.
Like you gotta hoard that shit up. Sprite?
Huh?
Huh?
Ain't it just like high speed with Sprite?
No, you disrespectful, girl.
Nah.
No.
Here, how you always know like the underground snack news?
You say what?
How you always know like the underground snack news?
I'm on an email list.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm. I know 2 weeks before the McReal come back, nigga.
When?
I know when Pot Grill coming back and when the double fish filet coming back, because that's not a year-round menu.
The double fish filet?
Double fish filet?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck I said?
The double fish filet?
When did they do that?
I said.
And why did they do it?
That's just nasty.
What? Boy, you crazy as fuck.
Hey, Popeye's got a banging fish sandwich, though. I ain't even going to hold you.
Hey, what look, you. I never eat fish sandwiches because I hate tartar sauce, bro. I hate that shit with a passion.
You don't have to have tartar sauce
I fucking hate tartar sauce, bro. Like, no, I'll punch that shit.
Yeah, you ain't got to have tartar sauce on it. I'm going to tell you what's fire. I just did this last week. I got fish filet. How I normally get it, extra tartar, extra pickles, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Full slice of cheese. You got to ask for a full slice of cheese, and they give you a half slice of cheese on the fish filet.
Where did you get this from?
This nigga know all the secrets.
At McDonald's. McDonald's, they the regular fish filet comes with a squirt of tartar sauce, a half slice of cheese, and two pickles. That's what it normally comes with. I get
extra tartar sauce. Wait, is Patrick going to pay attention? Is Patrick part of the class?
I don't know what Pat doing, man.
Hello? My bad, my bad. I was just answering an email. I was answering an email.
What's that email? You here. We need you present. Hello.
My bad.
Get on his ass, Lou. Anyway.
What the fuck? He'll be with my tartar sauce and you trying to ignore the conversation.
She on his ass.
Damn.
She on his ass.
She on his ass.
Lulu, why are you so close to the camera? Why are you so close to the camera? How about that?
Because my internet is out because Spectrum sucks. So I'm going above and beyond on my phone. You know,
views are not the views of all the members on this Zoom. I love Spectrum, and I will always support
you. Just said it the first 10 minutes. Spectrum.
She just said it was out. That happened.
That's from the rain. Not an opinion. That was from the rain. It has nothing. That has nothing to do with Spectrum, guys. That is from the rain. But anyway, extra tartar sauce, extra pickles, and then I put some mustard on that shit.
Mustard.
Fire. Mustard? I just found out like last year they eat mustard with their fish like in like the Carolinas, like that part of the South.
Oh yeah.
Mustard with their fish, right?
Yeah.
So I had never tried it. So I had the fish filet. I was like, let me try. I put a little bit on the corner. Boy, that shit was busting.
That shit go, boy. Hold on now, boy. How the fuck you don't know about goddamn mustard?
I ain't know about because we do cat.
What the fuck going on with you?
Where I'm from, we do hot sauce, pickles, and onions with our fish, Sammy.
That mustard and hot sauce mixed together?
No, like you put the hot sauce on the like the catfish, tear a piece off, get a pickle with that shit, get a little onion, get some white bread, like wrap that shit. Oh man, that shit fire, boy.
Hold on, wait. How you eat it? How you eat it?
The hot sauce on the catfish.
Go ahead, keep going.
Tear a little piece off.
Right here.
Get a pickle.
Right, go ahead.
Little piece of onion. Goddamn it. Get a piece of white bread. Tell them about that white bread.
Right, here you go.
All that sounds like you needed a fork.
There'll be no fork.
A little fish, a little pickle, a little onion, a little bread. Nigga, use a fork.
that nigga said, hey, man, you a real deal sicko, man.
You don't need no fork with that, especially if you eat a catfish filet or catfish nuggets. You don't need no fork with that, boy. You only need a fork if you got spaghetti on that plate.
Yeah, for sure.
Spaghetti and fish?
Hey, yeah, spaghetti and fish.
Fire.
We not finna do this, Lou.
And I was already
even G Depp knew about the fish and spaghetti on the plate. Don't act brand new like they didn't eat this in New York, yo.
I was born.
I know ready. Y'all had that shit.
I was in a whole different New York household. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Here we go.
What type of fish, though? What type of fish? I've only seen catfish and spaghetti.
It's catfish and spaghetti.
You can go whiting. You can go whiting.
You can go, some people do.
You can do tilapia, though. You can cheat with it. You can do fried tilapia.
You can.
Plain spaghetti?
No, hell no.
Nah, like with the marinara.
You gotta have some flavor in your spaghetti, though.
Yeah.
You don't put marinara with the fish?
Yes,
what's wrong with that?
You're not, that's because, you know what I'm saying? That's your Spanish coming out. You just can't, I can't comprehend.
You mean all of me? Like, you mean all of me?
You mean like what, fish and peas? Fish and arroz?
Yes, fish from arroz, eat abutre. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Con plantano.
What you mean? Fish and bananas? Fish and bananas?
You be eating like a lot of platanos out there and stuff?
She eat a lot of every bananas.
Meal. Every meal.
You
every
ever,
meal you want nana.
I hear eating fish and nanners.
I like to eat nana. Eat catfish and bananas.
Catfish and bananas.
Fire. I don't care
what
anybody
says. Banana sounds fire.
You fry the plantain different. You wouldn't fry it when it's you fry when it's green and you turn it, it gets hard, so it comes into patacones. So the patacones is hard and it's like kind of like a chip in a sense. So you have like fish and chips in a sense.
Ooh, that sounds fire.
I'll make it for you.
Smash it.
That sounds
like that. I've seen you smash it, and then first you fry it for a little bit, then you smash it, and then you refry it. I sent you a picture, Denzel.
I know. Like,
I made some the other day, too, huh?
Like sandwich bread.
That sounds like eating
like a tostada.
It's thin. Uh-huh. It's really small and thin. It's like this big.
Catfish. I mean, catfish and banana sound like you're eating toothpaste. Just. Right of this.
One day I'm gonna cook for y'all and then make y'all see what the hell y'all been missing out. Then I'm gonna take you on the golf course and then it'll all tie itself together.
You gonna give us catfish, bananas, and a golf club? What day are we having?
That sounds like drunk behavior from the jump. She woke up drunk and was like, this is what I'm going
to do. Y'all so ignorant.
Drunk behavior for me.
Y'all so ignorant about culture.
You know we are, Lou. I don't know why you act surprised or brand new.
Catfish, bananas, and a goddamn tea time.
The tea time.
That sounds like a good ass day. I'll be okay with y'all spectrum and y'all fucking fish and spaghetti. Go ahead. Be out. Go over there. Can't contact nobody.
I'd be like, damn, Lulu, random.
Oh, you missed the combo before. That's why, Pat. My bad.
Oh.
We was talking about golf. So I was trying to explain to them.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with? This cat? I mean, are y'all going with the pizza or tacos for the rest of your life? One meal.
Taco. Because you can actually make a catfish taco.
Tacos.
That's true.
Ooh. You can make a banana taco too, Lulu.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Beezy, what you going with?
Tacos.
B-Lou? Yeah,
tacos.
I'm going pizza. Kiss my ass, man. All right, well, tacos have it on that one, man. We're going to
that's because that's because you have a piece of face.
That shit would have killed in 99. All right, we're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Would you rather be the only one drunk at a party versus the only one sober?
Only one sober. Only one drunk can get bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Right. Well, you're the only one sober though. Like you feel responsible. Especially depending on who you came with, you might feel responsible to take care of drunk people. And trying to take care of drunk people is the worst, bro.
That is not my character at all. I do not take care. I'm like, you grown and you got drunk. Peace. Like find your way home, bitch. Like nobody told you to do that. Nobody told you to do that. Like,
guys, don't hang with Lulu. You can tell.
Wait, you leave your friends? Wait, you leave your friends if they get drunk?
That ain't my friends. If you get that fucking drunk and acting stupid by yourself and we all sober, you not my friend. Damn. You not my friend.
Damn.
Yeah,
really?
Wow.
Cold out here, man.
Lulu's just like, leave her. Leave her right there on the sidewalk.
I put this bitch in the Uber. Bye.
Let me tell you something. If your colonel heard you talking like this, they would take your stripes. You hear me?
What happened to No Man Left Behind?
Lou.
I'll be leaving people behind. Fuck that. Fuck that. You're not going to get me fucked up. Bye.
You didn't pass basic training. That let me know you didn't pass basic training.
You crazy. I'm top of my class. Don't let me pull out my certificates. I'm top of the class. All my medals. You lucky. I'm humble.
You got no medals.
I'm highly decorated.
Snuck that in there.
Ain't nobody ever said that they humble and been humble. If you gotta say I'm humble, yeah, you're bragging right there.
That's and she goes to get these medals.
Oh shit! What if she comes back in full uniform? Lulu reporting in for squad cast.
Her colonel was the cook from a different world.
That's funny. I feel like being the oh snap. Oh,
I don't think you understand who the fuck you dealing with. Okay.
Oh shit.
I don't think you understand who the fuck you dealing with. All right.
Hey, that's the same. Hey, that's the same metal Jesse Owens had.
Lulu, you just beat some Pokemon gyms.
This is coming from niggas that got Velcro on their sneakers. I'm talking to y'all. Get the fuck out of here.
They're comfortable.
You got all your medals. You got all your medals in Olympic Day in elementary.
Don't be disrespectful, B. Lou. Don't do that. Don't do that. You could clown on everything else, but don't
do
that.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Don't do that. Don't
Lulu,
disrespect.
You're a hero.
None of one of y'all would ever do what I did. So don't do that.
I was in RTC though. I was in RTC.
Nigga, don't.
I was in RTC. Completely different. I could do it, Lou. I take my hat off to you.
I take my hat off.
No, all jokes aside. So respect.
No, all jokes aside. All jokes aside. Respect. Respect.
Yeah.
No respect.
I'm trying to talk shit.
You're a hero, Lulu.
That's what we do.
And I talk shit too. But one thing you're not gonna do is disrespect that shit. Cause not today. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Tomorrow? What about tomorrow?
Sir, yes, sir.
Fuck you, Bilu. Fuck you.
Okay. I love you.
Don't make me come down Atlanta. Fuck you up.
No,
I
love you.
I got a lot of free miles on my Delta card, okay?
Just wait 2 days. He'll be back in 2 days. You fuck him up there.
Say less.
You gonna see a big ass green plane flying over Atlanta and like this.
What's all that shit you was talking about?
She got a parachute out. Is that her parachute now?
Oh shit, it's Lulu.
Lulu jump out of the plane. She ain't even trying to control the parachute. She just shooting that B. Lou house. Wild as fuck, boy.
Coming at you like this.
Nigga doing like
what's that? You just got released from the gulag. Is that the gulag?
The gulag.
Back to this drunk. This drunk and sober person. What DC, what you feeling like, bro?
Man, honestly, I would being the sober person, I feel like I could just leave at any time.
Right.
And I can tolerate drunk people. And like I know my boundaries, so it's like I'm not finna be out there helping everybody.
Yeah.
Like if anything, I'd get you some water, but
get you some water.
Yeah, like, you know, give you some water. And like, we all adults, you know what to do. Like, figure it out. And I could just leave if I need to. But being the only drunk person, I feel like is.
When you're the only drunk person at the party, you look like you got a problem.
Yeah.
When everybody's drunk.
You're not connected with everybody on the same level.
Yeah. When everybody drunk, the party just comes off as lit. But when you the only drunk person, it's like, oh, this nigga can't take him nowhere.
We too grown for that. We too grown to be the only one drunk and everybody else sober, just having a good ass time in the lounge blowing hookah and shit. And you, that's too much. There's people I stopped kicking it with today because they just do too much. Like, you grown.
I will say that if you show me that's how you get down, like every time we go out. Honestly, after the first time, I've already kind of made up my mind, but I might give you one more shot. The second time we go out, you get sloppy drunk like that, I'm gone, bro. Like, loser, I can't be responsible for another human being, and you grown as hell. You ain't my kid. I can't claim you on my taxes and none of that. If you get down like that every time you go out, I just remove myself from the situation, bro. You ain't got to worry about it.
If you the one that's getting drunk all the time, it's like, damn, like, I can't be the only drunk person in a room full of sober people. Like, that is ridiculous. I got problems. So that's the case.
But real
like,
quick, how drunk are we talking, though? Because there's like, you could be drunk, but in your mode, and be like, ah, you know, I'm chill.
Nah, not that drunk. I'm talking about like the drunk. Visibly drunk one. The visibly
belligerent drunk.
Stumbling. Oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah, falling on people, leaning on people, all that type of shit.
Too many consequences.
Not drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're the only sober one, worst case scenario, you're just having slightly less fun than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Right. But you're the only drunk person, it can go any way. You could wake up with less friends. You could do a whole bunch. A whole bunch could go wrong.
You could be having fun too if you're the only sober one. Like you watching everybody else make a fool of themselves.
Right.
But you ain't even got nobody to chop it up with while you watching them.
It's why just like, entertainment.
It's hella good conversations to have with drunk people. When
you could talk to drunk people. It's not like they're segregated. He's like, hey, don't talk to him. He ain't drink yet.
they ain't gonna be able to follow the conversation a lot of time. They be talking in circles and shit like that. You'll be making a real point. They be like, hey man, I love you, man. I just
that's what you be doing to hear. I love what you be man. Doing.
I love you. No, I don't.
Last time you were drunk, you told me you loved me like 10 times. And you kept asking me if I wanted a drink. I was like, nah, I'm good, man.
You trying to get her on your level?
You want something to drink? I was like, I'm good to you. I'm not drinking. Go get something to drink. Come back 5 minutes later. Did you get something to drink? You should get something to drink. Like, to hear.
Come on, wet your whistle. So I like to hear would say that. Come on, wet your whistle.
You lied, that didn't happen, guys. Anyway, B Lou, what you think?
No, I didn't like it, guys.
That's crazy.
What you think, B Lou?
I'm going sober. Yeah, drunk. You never forget a drunk nigga like that.
Yeah.
Never forget that shit.
Or if you were the drunk person. Is it you're the drunk person or you watching somebody?
Yeah, you would you rather be the only drunk person at a party or the only sober person at a party?
I'm for sure.
Oh, for sure sober.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you drink, Philo?
Yeah, I drink socially.
I've never seen you drink.
I don't drink.
I saw that nigga act like he's gonna take a shot and throw it over his shoulder. It was like,
like a cartoon character.
Should have got a chaser. Chaser for what, nigga?
I've seen everybody else drink, but not you.
Hmm? I drink socially. I just know I don't drink. I don't drink because of pain. Oh, I need a hard one.
Pain.
Yeah, like I ain't getting a cold one after work.
That's a funny thing to throw in there. Yeah, I drink socially, not because of pain. Like you okay, man?
I ain't just drinking because of a hard day.
Like, definitely not drinking for pain. Nope.
I feel like that's the only reason you should drink.
How's your back? You want a shot?
No, definitely not drinking for pain.
No torment. I don't drink for torment usually. Just fun.
Only for fun times. Only social. I don't drink. And no dark times.
All right, so let's put it to a vote, man. What we going with, DZ? What you going with?
Sober.
You be the sober sober person at a party.
Sober.
Sober.
Okay. Lou?
Sober.
B Lou said sober too?
Yes, sober.
And what I you said sober here? Well.
I say sober. I'd rather be the only sober person there. For me, it's more so like I don't like being drunk or super drunk when I'm out. I like to like still be cognizant of my surroundings and have my bearings about myself. So that's more so what it is for me. Outside of it just being annoying as hell, I don't ever like to be like just that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Vulnerable.
On the people.
That vulnerable. Yeah.
Especially like as a female, it's dangerous just to be drunk out there by myself.
Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to this last topic right after this. Would you rather live in an apartment with six people versus a castle alone?
A castle alone. As soon as you said six people, I was like, whatever the other one is. Whatever the other one
now is. Now wait. What if it was like six creatives? Like y'all could all help each other out.
How big is this apartment? Videos.
Yeah, how big is the apartment, bro?
Two bedroom.
Hell no.
You wild as fuck.
What's up, guys? Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Shut up.
Hell no. You can't even make breakfast because somebody's filming a whole get ready with me for breakfast. Like, right.
Y'all can't do videos at the same time. You like, what up, guys? You hear, what up, guys? Hey, I'm doing
it. Quiet on the set. Rolling.
This sucks.
Hell no.
I don't know. No, I'm going six.
Ooh, why?
Because that's just lit, though. It's like fun. It's always something to do.
You trying to relive your college days. I don't know.
It's always something to do.
Nah, I'm going to go to that castle. That shit sound lit. You know
shit, we lived there. We lived 1, 2, 3. I lived in a 3-2-bedroom, three niggas. Three niggas.
Two-bedroom with three niggas?
No homo and shit.
I was about to say them. Had a bunk bed.
One nigga had a room, one nigga had a room, and a nigga had the couch.
That's exactly how that go.
Yeah, but shit, that's just lit. That's it. That shit was fun. It's always something to do. I feel that. What's wrong with you niggas? Like, why y'all want to be alone so much, bro? Like, what's good?
You can invite people. You can invite people into your castle.
Yeah.
And then you can also have the option to have nothing.
A big ass echoey castle by yourself, bro. Y'all,
that shit's like spooky.
I like to be alone, but not because of trauma or anything. Not because of
definitely not because of that.
Not because of pain or anything. I don't like to be alone with pain.
This is so fun. I even go take some content in the castle. You know,
Castle house party.
Right. Now, B-Lou, you know how it is, bro. When you go on the road, let's say you go on the road for a month straight, right? You do it every weekend, and then through the week, you got shows at home, and you got the family. Like, bro, like, you want some alone time, and if you have to go back to an apartment with five other people, bro, like, when are you going to be able to get that alone time?
On the road. I get the alone time on the road.
You get the alone time on the road in the daytime, but you at the club for 5-6 hours, because you got to be there before first show starts, and then you're there for two shows. Each show is an hour and a half to 2 hours. So you at the club for 5-6 hours out of that day. You're going to sleep in, and then you wake up, you got, what, maybe 5-6 hours before you need to be at the club?
Yeah, sometimes
what kind of lifestyle y'all be living on the road? What the fuck?
We have two different road lives. We be kicking
we got way two different road lives. What y'all be doing? What the hell you be doing to
here? I mean,
6 hours at the club, nigga? You got to break down chairs?
What'd you say? Hold on.
He wanna kick it. He wanna chill. He wanna hang. They be doing vlogs. He be like, yo, let's go kick it. Let's go film. By the time we get back to the room, I got like maybe 2-3 hours to myself. And then we get ready to go to the show. And then we're there all night. And after that, we go get something to eat after that. Then we wake up in the morning, do that shit all over again. Like, it's no alone time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When do you get your alone time? What are you talking about alone time for real?
How do y'all not get y'all like when we like with me and Tony on the road, bro?
Oh, well, that's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. Tony. Tony's on the road. Tony's a curmudgeon. He don't want to do nothing.
That's false. We go out. We explore every city. But it's like, nigga, we sleep in until we wake up naturally. Naturally wake up. Okay.
What time is that? What time is that?
Like, I don't know, like 11. Like 11 or something. Niggas is not waking up eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, bro. Like, what's wrong with you?
We do that.
I wake up,
the tour manager, he work out. So we wake up at like 8 in the morning, we go work out, we go run.
Fuck no.
We go run, we go work out, and then we all go get breakfast because he does like a coffee joint that he does a coffee review. So he be like, yo, let's go get something to eat if y'all want. We go get coffee, we get breakfast. After that, we kick it for a little bit. If not, you go to your room, you kick it. I try to do some work. And then we leave for the show by like 5 o'clock.
What? From 8 to 5, you niggas is out. And then, nigga, how are you niggas even funny?
Hey, I'm sorry you can't perform on demand, but we be cooking. He got 3,000 people. I don't know what Tony out there doing.
I need a reset. He's y'all getting up at 8 in the morning?
Eight, Lulu nine? Jogged to the venue, and then she performed.
And I'm sorry that y'all don't take care of y'all health, and that's not a part of your lifestyle. But when we go,
no, we road, hit the gym. Listen, you we wake up.
What time? One?
Listen,
two?
Listen. Facts. We and hit the gym like around. Listen, you, listen. The day is
sluggish and just
listen,
like
no. Listen, we look. We sleep in. We get the eight. We get in the eight for sure. We get in the 8 hours of sleep for sure. Then we wake up, hit the gym. Get a smoothie, then depending on what day, we'll explore the city. So like a Friday, we'll take the whole Friday and we explore the city, and then we back to regular routine.
But where's your alone time in that?
Exactly,
the 8 hours to myself.
Are you counting sleep?
That's sleep. That don't count. That nigga be tapping, bro.
Be 8 hours of sleep, bro.
I can't. 8 hours for sure.
Fuck out of here. Hey,
Deezy,
8 hours is a
8 hours for sure. I felt that part.
You but 8 hours is gonna be by yourself either way, yeah. Unless y'all cuddling on the road. That's not your alone time though.
Yeah, the sleep is a given alone time. That's not like dedicated time to sit and watch your favorite show or listen to a new album or read a book.
Oh yeah, no, we ain't got time like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Alone time, bro. Like that's
hush, Lulu. Hush your mouth.
Castles don't got no noise complaints. You can do really whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, we had a noise complaint the other night in the hotel. We couldn't turn up like we wanted to. It was a lot. So I go to that castle.
That's I don't know why anybody would not pick a castle. I mean, low key, there aren't any new castles, so you're not gonna get no alone time. Hella ghosts. Hundreds and hundreds years worth of ghosts. But
and then y'all said, and then hold on, time out. You niggas don't have electricity, running water. You niggas don't got none of that in the castle.
No, you got that, bro.
You just making the time out to here. You making shit up as we go, bro. Stop.
Hey, low key, I don't know.
What did he say about the castle running water?
What, a castle got a garage too, nigga?
Yeah.
A couple. I will hope.
Hey, it's Lulu, I think you muted.
Am I?
Oh, you heard that.
Were you just going like this?
No.
Yeah. Hey, that would be dope for somebody to call you outside. They'd be like, I'm outside, and you got to lower the damn bridge.
The drawbridge?
Hey, I got you, man. Give me 30 minutes.
Just by yourself, you got nobody to help you.
Castle, y'all said a castle by yourself. Y'all don't got running water. Y'all don't got electricity.
Why
don't you have that?
No, stop with the updated shit. He said the standard, castle. A standard castle. Like, you can't say close. Updated.
Standard.
I can show you a picture.
Yeah, standard of this castle that you draw.
Listen. I can show you a picture of this castle this guy had made in Louisville, Kentucky. Right.
What year was this?
This was in the 2000s.
This is a new
nigga,
castle.
Not a 2000 castle, bro. We talking
this nigga
classic
talking about
brick and
castle.
Mortar. We talking ungodly castle.
Oh, Loki, I just looked it up. It says that a majority of castles today are restored and have modern electricity. The only ones that don't are like abandoned castles.
That's weak.
Nigga, don't be mad.
I mean, that's nigga, you
y'all
on the
castle. Y'all niggas got stipulations, bro. That shit is good, bro.
The nigga owns a castle. He can afford electricity and spectrum.
All right, well, then check this out. All right, well, then in a two-bedroom apartment, nigga, we got 8 bunk beds, nigga.
But wait. How many
two
bathrooms?
2 free beds.
Nigga, that's a dorm.
You got 2 free beds.
Ain't nobody getting no pussy. Ain't nobody in no bunk bed.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. You can get pussy in every room in the castle. A little drafty.
Let's walk down here real quick. My scooter.
You be down in the basement where they executed people and shit. In the dungeons. Smacking cheeks.
That shit. Ain't nobody in that 2-bedroom, 8 bunk beds, getting nothing.
Nothing.
And that bathroom probably looked disgusting too.
Oh,
come on. Put up a sheet in the bunk bed. That's the only privacy you're gonna have.
Your roommates are even gonna be confused. They're gonna be like, you didn't pick the castle, nigga. We could have had an extra bed. You picked us.
That's funny.
Where the castle at?
Because you wanted to kick it? We would have came over.
That's funny. We would have came over.
That's funny.
That's funny as fuck.
That was good.
Nigga, all right, well, let's
put it to
we on the way.
Let's put it to a vote. What y'all going with, man?
I'm going with the castle.
I'm still going with the apartment. Fuck y'all. Lonely ass niggas.
It's like a 30 bedroom castle, though.
That shit scary as hell. A 30 bedroom castle? That's scary as hell.
Is that the reason why you don't pick the castle? Because you're scared?
Nah, I'm good. I like friends.
It is. Because you're going to stay in one room the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, I will, though.
All your stuff. All right, well, thank y'all for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. Man, we want to thank our special guests, DZAC and B. Lou, for jumping in and stopping by for a second, man. We appreciate y'all watching, and make sure y'all catch us next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.